You've reached the Every Little Thing helpline. Please breeze in with your message after the tone.
Hi, my name is Christina, and I'm calling from the Florida Keys, and I'm wondering, why does the wind make me angry? Wind makes me so mad, and I don't know why. Thanks. Bye.
Hello?
Hey, Christina, it's Flora from ELT.
Hi.
So let's dive in here. Talk to me about your problem.
Well, the wind makes me just bitchy. The fuse seems short on windy days. And the windier it is, the worse it gets. Around like 15 miles per hour, it's like the feeling when like you haven't had your coffee yet. So you're just a little bit grumpy, a little bit on edge. And then if the wind is stronger, that's where it gets hostile. It's like the feeling you get when you got like a passive aggressive note on your desk where you're like, well, what the hell is this?
Is it something that people are like, oh, you're not reacting very well to this. Is it because of the wind?
Oh, yeah. My coworkers will do that. They'll like look out the window behind me and they'll see like, is she really mad or is it a gusty day?
Does it run in your family? Do you have family members who share this aversion?
No, both of my parents have convertibles. They're wind enthusiasts.
Really?
Isn't that weird? Like, they love the wind in their face feeling.
It's so weird. I feel like maybe one convertible in the family, you're like, okay, but two, they're wind lovers. Must have been a recessive gene.
Either that or there's a conversation I need to have with my mom.
Give me an example of a typical time when the wind might annoy you.
So, being in the Florida Keys, I have to go over a bridge anytime I need to go anywhere. So when the wind pushes my car a little bit and you can feel it tug on the steering wheel, that makes me so mad.
Okay.
And because I live somewhere warm, I love to wear lots of floral dresses and skirts that the wind loves to catch. And I get so mad when the wind will blow up my dress. It's like Marilyn Monroe standing on top of the grate, but it's less cute when it happens to me.
That's you, but you're not smiling. You're cursing.
Yeah.
Can you do things to help yourself? Like if you're wearing a windbreaker, is it suddenly better?
I've never tried being out in the wind in like a full face like helmet or anything, like a motorcycle helmet, but I wonder where the wind has to touch me to make me angry.
I love the idea of you just wearing a full protective suit and helmet, like all the time, you know, just in case.
Well, that'll help me find a date for sure. NASA chic.
Yeah, in the Florida Keys on a slightly gusty day. What do you want to know?
I really just want to know if I'm like alone. Am I alone in wind anger, and how to strengthen my relationship with the wind?
I think we can help you.
Really?
Yeah, I actually do.
Oh, as long as it's not just go ride around in a convertible.
It's not that. Okay, so I think we found the perfect wind expert to chime in. Vlad Yankovic studies the history of atmospheric sciences at the University of Manchester in the UK.
Hi, Christina.
Hi, Vlad.
Vlad wrote a book about the relationship between weather and well-being. It's called Confronting the Climate. And he studied how different cultures have felt about the wind through time.
Oh.
Vlad also has his own personal feelings about wind.
It's a love and hate relationship.
That dates back to his childhood. He grew up in blustery Belgrade.
There is a local wind called Koševo, and this wind is really, really annoying and terrible. And it goes for about a week, sometimes 2 weeks. It's never ending, and things are flowing around, you know. There is all kinds of debris. You feel like the whole universe in some kind of commotion. You don't know what to do. I mean, you can hardly wait to get inside the bus or inside the house and turn on the television, just forget what's happening outside.
Is this resonating?
Yes. The whole world is in chaos in a windy day. Oh my God. Yeah.
Vlad is a Windred spirit, and he says there are others.
I know people saying similar things. Being annoyed, being irritated, whatever the term is, ruffled and unnerved, feeling they can stand people around themselves, and that's perfectly normal.
Oh, I want to hear that again. Perfectly normal.
That's perfectly normal.
Oh, I want that in writing.
And there are some winds that are so irritating that they've become local celebrities.
Probably the most famous European wind is so-called Fern, which blows across the Alps from the Mediterranean.
So Fern mostly appears in winter and spring in the Alps, when the hills aren't alive and they're covered in snow. And it brings this unexpected blast of dry, hot air.
When you have snow on the ground and the snow disappears overnight because of Fern, people will get up in the morning and say, oh my God, it's Fern again. It's very hot for this time of year. And so it's a shocking experience.
Fern is so notorious that the name spread and other regions call their hot winds Fern too.
Oh, I have met a wind like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. In undergrad, in Colorado, we have the hot, dry air. It feels like when you're baking cookies and you open the oven, that whoosh of hot, dry air. It's awful.
So I asked Vlad, if Fern had a personality, what would its character type be?
The first thing that came to my mind as a character in the film, It was a scary kind of a horror movie, and there is a
I'm familiar with it.
You know, so you know Pennywise. I was thinking about Pennywise's face.
Oh my God. I'm just reacquainting myself with the horror that is Pennywise. Clown, red hair, like many, many sets of teeth.
Oh, yeah. The chaos of clowns definitely matches the chaos of wind.
Yeah, there is something clownish about that. I mean, I've experienced it. I know how you feel. So a lot of people find it kind of disconcerting. And because they start talking amongst themselves about Fern, the Fern establishes as a social fact, not just as a meteorological fact.
Ooh.
It's a social fact that Fern is annoying. There is even a special term for people who are Fern sensitive. And I'm going to let Vlad pronounce it for you.
They call the Fernfühlig, which means they're susceptible to Fern. They feel strange, they feel angry, they feel impatient, and this wind is not making you feel right.
There's a name for people who are annoyed by this wind in the Alps.
What if I'm secretly Swiss? Ugh. I want to go, and I want to meet these people. I also just want to go to the Alps.
So here's what you should picture. On ferny days, imagine Fernfühligs like you holed up in a raclette joint doing some socially acceptable day drinking while they wait out the breeze.
That sounds magical.
If you went to a cafe, people will be drinking schnapps.
Ooh.
And they will be screaming and watching football. And they would say, it's fun out there. There's nothing up in the mountains. And all the ski lifts are shut down. So, no one's skiing today. It's terrible. So let's drink, okay?
I think I could get into Fern.
No, it's not bad at all.
I think these are my people.
I think you're right.
I love schnapps.
So Vlad said, it's not just Fern.
Mm-hmm.
There are many a penny wises. For example, there's a blatorious breeze called Levant in southern Italy, which people in the 18th century believed could make you feel depressed.
Oh.
Head east to the Croatian islands, where Vlad has spent a lot of time, and there's a wind called Hugo, which has a reputation for tiring people out.
It's feelings like I can't move. My limbs are heavy. I feel like doing absolutely nothing.
Pop down to northern Africa, there's the Harmattan wind, which was feared in the 18th century.
It was claimed to be able to kill people.
Oh, geez. This is some serious wind shit.
Yeah. On this continent, too, there are named winds with bad reputations. There's Chinook in southern Canada and the northwestern United States.
Okay.
And in California, there's the infamous Santa Ana wind. People all over the world complain about wind changing their mood.
Ugh, it's I mean, I feel bad. Like, I shouldn't feel joy that someone else is having bad wind troubles, but it's nice to not feel alone.
You are not alone in your gust disgust.
Yeah. I didn't know that my wind people were out there.
Yeah, your wind-averse people are out there.
Wind-averse people is WAP.
I know the perfect theme song.
So I don't think the wind is going to be my friend, but how can I make the wind less of an enemy?
Well, usually we'd consult a windbreaking professor of gustiology about what causes wind rage and what you can do about it. But science doesn't actually have much to say about your question.
I don't think that you will get a conclusive or remotely conclusive answer to the question.
Wind is difficult to study. People are complicated, and it is hard to prove that the breeze is the one thing blowing up your mood. So we thought maybe there's another kind of expert who could help you.
Huh.
Do you think that you and the wind could benefit from some couples counseling?
Yeah.
How do you deal with feeling powerless or helpless or humble or not in charge or not in control? And is it that what we're talking about?
Oh, no.
Grab your tissues. You've got an appointment after the break. Let the healing begin. I have three words for you, Christina.
Mm-hmm.
Esther Perel. Esther is one of the most famous therapists working today. She's been in private practice for over 30 years. Her books have been translated into 25 languages. She hosts podcasts, Tap to Follow, and her specialty is relationships between partners, colleagues, and reviled weather patterns. It is incredibly difficult to get an appointment with her, but she heard about your case and wanted to help.
Aww.
And buckle up, because boy, did she have some thoughts for you, Christina.
Uh-oh.
You have some work to do on you.
What I'm hearing you say is that when the wind blows, be it light or be it really gusty, in both instances or in all instances, it makes you really mad and snippy and agitated. It's as if this wind is an intruder on your day that annoys the hell out of you. And if you could punch it, you would. There's nothing you can do and nothing you can say to change it. The wind decides. How do you deal with feeling powerless or helpless or humble or not in charge or not in control? And is it that what we're talking about?
Oh, man. This is maybe something to bring up with my real-life therapist. Yep, the wind makes me feel like I have no control.
And what stands out in the way that you're talking about your agitation is that you're laughing at it.
Uh-oh.
There's something always very striking when we are experiencing an affect that is completely disconnected from the very thing that we are describing. And I'd want you to sit with that for a minute.
Oh, boy. Ugh.
Are you sitting with it?
I wish I wasn't.
Growth is hard.
Therapists are so good at taking the thing that you know, and then they throw it back on you. And then you're like, ah, I knew it. But now that I hear it from you, I believe it.
I know.
I thought I was just laughing because it's ridiculous.
I think what she's saying is that you can feel free to rage against the wind machine.
Yeah, I shouldn't hide my wind rage.
You don't have to soften the blow.
Well, especially now that I know I'm not alone.
Yeah.
What's her advice on how to start? How do I start my wind relationship work?
Where should we begin?
Yeah.
Esther says because you'll never be gone with the wind, there are baby steps you can take.
I think that, as is the case with a lot of things against which we have a deep aversion or a sense of dread or a sense of helplessness and loss of control, it's often interesting to create experiences where you get to play with wind that blows on you, but that you are in charge of. And let's try some desensitization.
Desensitization. Are you familiar with the concept? Like if you had arachnophobia, we'd send you a box of spiders.
That doesn't sound so nice.
Well, thankfully you don't have arachnophobia, or don't tell us that you do. So in this case, we sent you a device specially designed for just this kind of situation. It is a handheld electric wind simulation machine. It has three settings, low, medium, and high, and hot and cool, so you can feel like it's Fern blowing right through your home or your hair. Did you get our package?
I sure did.
You want to open it up?
Let's see. Ooh. This is the Infinity Pro by Conair. Did you guys know that it's bright orange?
I did not.
It even has a, ooh, it has an attachment that you can make the wind directed just at a certain point. I don't know if I'm ready for that.
I would say pick a place on your body, blow on it, stop it, check it, see, notice. Maybe actually it can even be pleasurable. Maybe it can be almost ticklish. But play with exploring, where you are in charge, where you get to experiment with different feelings, responses to the wind blowing directly on your skin.
This is definitely something I can do. And thank goodness I live alone. I would not want a roommate to watch me do this.
Well, we're going to do it right now, actually.
What?
Are you ready to grab the wind by the plastic handle?
Oh, geez. Okay. We're going to plug this puppy in. And, all right, we're doing low and warm. Can you hear that?
Where are you blowing it?
Like forehead slash ear.
I'm impressed.
Where does it actually trigger you? Is it like chalk on a blackboard where you lift your shoulders and you close your eyes? Or is it like sour lemon? You know, we have a number of those things that can produce an instant visceral reaction in us.
All right, I'm turning it off.
All right, how was it?
It was definitely more than a light Florida breeze.
Uh-huh.
But let me look in the mirror. Am I red in the face? Not too bad. I don't feel angry to the point that, like, I would respond to an email poorly. My heart rate is definitely up.
Curiosity is the first step in starting to understand something that feels slightly irrational, slightly incomprehensible. I invite you to explore.
I also invite you to explore, Christina. What do you think? Do you think you'll make desensitization a part of your morning ritual? Like you wake up, brush your teeth, wash your face, blow hot air on your arm?
Yeah, I think, why not? I could do that while, you know, waiting for my coffee to brew. I think it's worth a try.
You know, I was thinking if you're not into this type of therapy, there's another school of thought on how to deal with intense anger. Just take your Conair Infinity Pro and you're just going to want to position it under the back left tire of your car. And then you're just going to want to turn on your car, put your car in reverse, reverse a few feet, go forward, reverse a few feet, go forward. Just an option.
I can't run over the hairdryer. This was a gift. A tool for anger exploration.
Whatever it takes for you to move forward.
And then back, and then forward and then back.
If you have a question you can't get to the bottom of, call us, 833-RING-ELT. And if you have an issue at work you need help with, call Esther Perel. Esther is looking for listeners to come on her show, How's Work? So do you have a beef with a coworker, boss, employee, office mate, and you just don't know where to start the conversation? Esther is here to help. Just go to howswork.estherperel.com. That's ESTHERPEREL.com.
Every Little Thing is produced by Caitlin O'Keefe, Stephanie Werner, Phoebe Flanagan, Annette Heist, and Flora Lichtman, with help from Nicole Pasulka and Doug Barron. Our consulting editors are Caitlin Kenny and Jorge Just. Scored by Bobby Lord, Emma Munger, and Dara Hirsch. Mixed by Dara Hirsch. Special thanks to Foley artist Joanna Fang for the billowing breeze at the top of the show. ELT is a Spotify original podcast. I invite you to explore. Goodbye.